He doesn't know where those people are now. He knows they will be far away. So there was nothing else he can do. All he can do is mad at himself, mad at his real end, because it didn't give him any warning. So he talks to his real end. Shall we say, that's all. He says, why didn't you warn me? Told you to keep watch. Then finally, there's nothing he can do. All he can do is eat those feet that's left over, but he's still mad at himself. Finally, he talks to himself, and says, I'll fix you, he says to his real end, because you didn't give me no warning. And there was still a fire there, and where he left a few fires burning. So he rekindled his fire and put the stone in there, or heat up a stone. And when the stone began to get hot, so he sits on it. That's to punish his real end for not warning him. Sounds like as if his real end didn't have no feeling at all, which is part of the rest of him. So anyway, after he finished, he decided, well, it's enough punishment. So that's the end of the story of that moment. So it said, he went on to move on to other section of the land. He was hungry because he lost all his food. All this, that well-planned feast that he wanted to have, it didn't turn out. And that was his mistake. For once, he was repaying for his tricks to the animals that he did kill. He didn't have all that feast. He realized that. So he went on and traveled places and all that stuff. Then all of a sudden he noticed, when he was trying to sneak on a duck or whatever he wants to hunt, he began to fart when he moves a little bit. Every time when you want to sneak upon an animal or anything, he would fart. And he would scare the animal away. And he tries. First he thought it was very funny. When he walks, he would fart with the short steps, and they were very short fart, quick ones, and it's quick too. And he'd take a long stride, and there was a long sound coming out from his real end. Sure enough, he was getting very, very hungry, because he hadn't eaten. And he began to starve, because he couldn't hunt anything because of that. Finally, the day came that he was starving. He was truly, the end seems to be just a few more days, and there was nothing to eat. Then finally, that's the end of the story about him starving, but there is a bit to it that doesn't sound too good. I'm going to leave that out. So that's the end of that part. Finally, that season, the day's gone, and season went by, and he survived. The problem with him is that he's always greedy. Sometimes he's too greedy for his the way he is. And then one day when he was traveling, he has forgotten his mistake, his greediness. He still carries on his tricks to anyone that he can beat. And this time there was a time when he was thinking about having a different diet. Again, he was traveling on, always on the creeks. People used to follow creeks and rivers and to hunt, because that's where all the animals and birds are. Always traveling. And then one day he was walking. He was walking this river, following the river.